Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Jennifer King with your news briefing. The police commissioner has described the fatal shooting of a man in Perth's north as a cold-blooded killing. The gunman is still on the run nearly 24 hours after the incident at a Nangara property. Police have confirmed there are links to outlaw motorcycle gangs. Cole Blanche says the motive isn't yet clear, but it's believed to be a targeted attack.
This is a cold-blooded killing in the state of Western Australia. Doesn't matter who they are or why they were there, we will do an investigation, and that is what the team are doing right now.
Authorities continue to monitor the internet and dark web following last week's cyber attack on Optus. The Australian Federal Police has launched an operation to identify and protect customers whose personal data has been compromised. National Cabinet has agreed to a major relaxation of COVID measures, with the mandatory isolation period to be dumped from October 14. Pandemic leave disaster payments will also end, though workers in high-risk settings, including health and aged care, will be exempt. Chief Medical Officer Paul Kelly says while the threat from the virus remains, we need to change how we respond to it.
It's time to move away from COVID exceptionalism. We should be thinking about what we do to protect people from any respiratory disease. It does not mean that we have somehow magically changed the infectiousness of this virus.
Nearly 4,700 COVID cases have been added to the tally in WA in the past week. 136 people are in hospital, two are in intensive care. Today's figures include 10 historical deaths. In sport, Eagles midfielder Jack Redden has announced his retirement. The 31-year-old premiership player is hanging up the boots after 263 AFL games, including 134 with West Coast. Brad Scott says he's excited to be returning to coaching, taking on the top job at Essendon after 3 years in a role with the AFL. And in the AFLW, the Eagles will be looking to bounce back from last week's derby loss when they take on Hawthorn tonight.